Welcome back. It's halftime at D.C. Everest Junior High School for this girls' basketball game. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens have a 20-19 lead. Evergreens had led by as many as eight. Yeah, with the winter sports schedule, there are bound to be snowouts and weather cancellations for hockey, boys, and girls basketball. Some of those games have come back onto the schedule, so we'll update that, and then we'll give you our leading scores in just a moment. First, the Everest hockey team, we'll see them tomorrow night against Sun Prairie. That's a regularly scheduled game. 7 o'clock at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. And then on Saturday, a game that was snowed out is back on the schedule from last Friday. On Saturday afternoon, 12 noon faceoff, the Evergreens will be up in Minocqua for a hockey game against Lakeland. That game is being played in the afternoon because the winter ball for the Everest School District over at the Rothschild Pavilion is on Saturday night. The Everest Athletic Department has just announced that the boys' basketball game against Hudson, which was snowed out twice, comes back on the schedule for Saturday, February 3rd. That game will be here at the junior high school, so the boys' basketball team will get a retro game, and that'll be a 3 o'clock start, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday. Let's check our first half leading scores. High scorer overall is Hannah Studeman with 7 for the Evergreens. Kara Hammond has 6. 3 for McKenna Hammond, 2 for Kennedy Stoll, and 2 for Riley Zuliger. Evergreens do not have a 3 in that first half. They are 6 of 8 from the free throw line. The Medford Raiders have only 4 players who have scored. 5 points each for Autumn Krause, Bryn Rao, and Marissa Franck. 5, 5, and 5. And Sierra Hansen has 4. That accounts for their 19 points. Again, this game was tied 11-11. Evergreens went on a run to make it 20-11. And then the last one, the last 8 points of the half have gone to Medford. Medford's only 4 of 9 from the free throw line, and they have 3 threes. Never miss a score and hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, the Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens without their biggest player, Danny Langsa, not available today. Junior is sitting. So the Evergreens, again, a little understaffed for today's game, and still are holding their own against a Medford team that has 10 wins this season. The Evergreens, even though they're on a losing streak, a couple of games have been really close that could have been wins. Game against Merrill. Game against Wausau West for sure, Wisconsin Rapids. So, I mean, there are a couple of wins that the Evergreens could have gotten into the column. The Evergreens could have, 4, 5, or 6 instead of the 2 wins they have right now. Evergreens have already come out of the locker room. They're shoot around to get ready for the second half. Medford has not emerged yet. We'll come back and get the second half underway after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Well, welcome back. Again, we're still getting used to the throwback uniforms. The Evergreens are wearing, circa 1980s, white with green numerals and almost glow-in-the-dark yellow trim. If you were to go back to the 70s, probably there are some Everest parents or grandparents. Girls' basketball uniforms, the tops, used to have the lapels. Used to have like a collar and then a lapel, almost like a dress shirt. In fact, if I recall, some of the uniforms even buttoned up the front almost like a baseball jersey. We're not going back that far with the retro look. That's probably a good thing. And Medford wears their regular unis, road black, with white numerals and red trim. Basketball tonight is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. We are at the Everest Junior High School tonight. Again, when the Everest boys play here, that game against Hudson, first Saturday in February, it's because there's a wrestling meet over at the high school field house. So the boys' game will move here, too. We call the game from the bleachers when we're here. Bleachers were only extended down for half. And despite the struggles of the girls' team, still a nice crowd. This team is, it's nice to see, well supported by the parents and fans. Got students here too. The marching band comes out tonight to perform as well. So still a very positive environment on what's been a difficult season just in terms of wins and losses. And it looks like the Evergreens still are having fun, which is the most important part. Medford has the ball to start the second half and play is back in. Raiders could take the lead if they can come away with points. Thinking about that from the baseline is Marissa Franck. Backs it back out to Sierra Hansen. Franck has it again. And Medford probably thinks they played below expectations. So who knows what their halftime locker room experience was like. Back out to Bryn Rao in the corner, cross court, thinking about the three there. Hansen was open for it instead, driving in and scoring at the basket is Marissa Franck, and there's a lead change. Third lead change of the night, 21-20, Medford retakes the lead. And now Medford puts on full court pressure for the first time, which the Evergreens have struggled against. Studeman gets it into the front court for the Evergreens. Studeman broke that on her dribble. So the Evergreens are trailing, and they haven't been in a long time. Over to Kara Hammond. And the Evergreens got some talent to work with for the future. A lot of underclassmen on this team. They're only two seniors. The Ever seniors are Emma Pyatt and Paige Zarnick. Coming back out, three ball, ooh, just off the rim and goes out of bounds. Looked like Kara Hammond was going to get that to go down. Instead, Medford gets the ball. With suddenly the Raiders leading 21-20. Coming up into the front court, Marissa Franck. Now to the corner, Sierra Hansen. Franck again. Evergreen still zone, packed in. And Medford keeps the ball outside. Looking for that cutter down low. Rin Rausch is roaming on the low blocks, and she's matched up there against Kennedy Stoll, who is playing with two fouls. Entry pass almost knocked away. Medford keeps it, saves it with a high pass to the corner to Hansen. That pass is also tipped. Medford now to the baseline. Cut off there is Autumn Krause. Back out now along the baseline, driving is Hansen. Hansen drove right underneath the basket. Has to kick it back out for a three. No good. Rebound to the Evergreens. Paige Zarnick clears the boards to Fernstadt. Evergreens trail by one, looking for their first points of the second half. Bounced over to Studeman. And now up high to McKenna Hammond. Evergreens work the perimeter here. Yeah, the Evergreens got that cutter down low. Kennedy Soule just cut through. There's a bad pass stolen by Franck. Franck is fouled at the rim. It was a one-on-one, and Kiara Hammond wasn't going to let her have the uncontested layup. Instead, free throws are coming here for Medford with a one-point lead.
Kiara Hammond, second personal first team.
For Kiara Hammond, it is her second foul. First free throw, no good for Marissa Franck. You know what? In a close game, Medford's going to have a hard time closing out the Evergreens because this Medford team is not good at the free throw line. Second free throw. That one is good. I mean, Medford looks like a 50-50 proposition from the foul line. 22-20. Evergreens face full court defensive pressure. Kara Hammond breaks it on her dribble. Now she's trapped. Has it go off her foot. Recovered in the corner by Fernstadt. Down low and fouled at the rim. Kennedy Stoll goes to the line for the Evergreens. Needed a stronger finish there because that should have been a three-point play opportunity. That basket's got to go down and shoot to complete the three. Instead, two free throws are coming up. Krause hit Kennedy pretty hard underneath. So here's the first of two free throws. It's good. First points of the second half for the Evergreens. One more coming here. This could tie the game. So the junior high school gym grows quiet. Sounds like someone's about to sink a putt. There we go. Second free throw is good. Tied 22 apiece. 15 and a half to decide this one. Hansen to the front court for Medford. Over to the corner, Krause, long cross-court pass, stolen by the lengthy Studeman. Studeman just got a big wingspan, coming back the other way to the rim, missed at the rim. Offensive rebound in traffic, the Evergreens have traveled. Kennedy Stoll was trying to get it back out between two defenders, drag the back foot. Deuces are wild, 22-22. And this possession takes us under 15 minutes. Marissa Franck. Franck is playing catch in the corner with Autumn Krause. Franck's got it. You know, Medford's gun-shy to shoot some of the threes. The Everest zone is packed in pretty tight. Now splitting defenders, knocked away there. Ball's loose on the baseline. Medford still has it. Getting a hand in there with Zarnik. Now we've got a foul along the baseline. I think this is on the Evergreens, too. In a crowd of players. McKenna Hammond has picked up her second. Medford will inbound underneath. Non-shooting foul from under their own basket. Still tied at 22 apiece. Right underneath basket and a foul. Autumn Krause had inside position cutting to the basket. She scored and she was hit from behind. Basket is good, making it 24-22, beg your pardon. And that foul is on Paige Zarnik, her second. Free throw to complete the three-point play. It's good. Medford's outscored the Evergreens 6-2 since halftime. Now have a 25-22 lead. Evergreens to the front court. Kara Hammond over to Fernstead. Big your part of this, Hattie Studeman for the Evergreens. Now to Kara Hammond. Evergreens rotate back up high. Hammond. And now Studeman, cross court, three ball in the air, too strong for McKenna Hammond. Offensive rebound, a miss at the rim for Hannah Studeman. Loose, out of bounds to Medford. All right, so the Evergreens have started this second half off cold. Now trailing on the scoreboard, and Medford gets the ball. Waiting to tighten the laces. McKenna Hammond asked for time, it was granted. All laced up and ready to go. Medford's got the ball. Evergreens don't want to really fall far behind here. It's a three-point game now, but again, a low-scoring, grinding game. If a team opens, what, a 7, 8, 9-point lead, that could be decisive on a night like this. Out for a three. Medford shot too strong for Hansen. Rebounded by the Evergreens. McKenna Hammond into the front court. On the dribble is Studeman. Studeman takes the three off the front rim. Time up and didn't go down. Autumn Krause gets the rebound. Medford baseline cut off there is Lynn Roush, who goes back out. Roush gets it back. Again, they play her soft. She does not take the three. Cross court pass knocked away. Turned over to the Evergreens. Pass was too tall for Sierra Larson. Evergreens are making some substitutions in. Emma Pyatt will come in. And the Evergreens want a timeout to talk it over. Again, Medford has reestablished the lead on a 6-2 run to start the second half. It's 25-22, Raiders over the Evergreens. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to the Everest Junior High School. Everest girls led by 8 in the first half. They trail by 3 now. It's 25-22. 13.5 to play in the game, and the Evergreens off a Medford turnover. The Evergreens have the ball out of the timeout. Kara Hammond will inbound to Studeman, who comes into the front court. Studeman picked up her dribble, gets it back to Hammond. Evergreens work the perimeter. Beeler is back in, passed down low. Evergreens kick it back out again. And Evergreens trying to solve this Medford 2-3 zone now. Beeler, freshman, got the ball, goes back out to Kara Hammond. Evergreens looking for a good look. Baseline three, up, too strong, a miss for Pyatt. Offensive rebound, Studeman is fouled on a putback attempt. Studeman goes to the free throw line. Good job on the offensive boards there. Katie Brem picks up the foul. Her first, team second, in the act of shooting on that putback. So two free throws for Hannah. And the first one is halfway down the cylinder and then bounced out. Hannah had been 3-for-3 at the free throw line till that miss. One more here. Got that one right through. Evergreens are 8 of 10, 8 of 11 from the free throw line. It's a two-point game. Medford has the ball and they lead 25-23. Now under 13 minutes left. In the corner, cut off there is Roush. Goes back out to Sierra Hansen. Autumn Krause. Cross court pass to Marissa Franck. Franck is cut off. 2-3 zone, looking for a high screen, dribbling off her foot. His hands and it's loose, picked up by the Evergreens. Evergreens can tie on this possession or take the lead with a three. Again, Medford back defensively, so this will be a half-court look. 25-23. Beeler's got it. Baseline now passing to the corner for Payette. 3-2 strong. A miss for Kennedy Stoll. Medford gets the rebound. Lynn Rausch clears the boards. Yeah, like every possession is earned. Straight on three for Medford. Wow, that missed everything from Autumn Krause. Straight on, just beyond the foul line. Didn't even graze the front of the rim. Goes over to the Evergreens. So here's another chance for the Evergreens to possess the ball and tie the game if they can come away with points. Up high, Beeler bounces this over to Kara Hammond. Cross court. Beeler's open like they're daring her to shoot. Hammond open for a 3-4. The lead. Too strong. No good. Offensive. Now, Rausch gets the rebound. Rausch just elevated over Studeman and took the ball away. So the Evergreens again come up empty with a possession that could have tied or a three could have given them the lead there, and they come away with nothing. 11:40 to play in the game. Medford by two. Bounce pass into traffic. It is loose on the floor, and it's a jump ball. Arrow points to the Evergreens. So there's another turnover for Medford. Basketball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders, lending local money and keeping our community strong. Construction loans too, Cloverbelt Credit Union. Medford's defense waits at half court. Evergreens will walk it up. Here's Fernstadt, Studeman. Studeman for the Evergreens. Over to the corner, Kara Hammond. Beeler up high. Studeman gets it back. Entry pass down low at the rim. Scoring! And she's fouled! Good ball movement for the Evergreens. Emma Pyatt scores on the low blocks and will get to the free throw line. Could give the Evergreens the lead. That's the Evergreens' best possession of the second half. Did what they wanted to with the ball, got it down low, and were rewarded. And Lynn Rausch picks up her third foul. Now tied 25-25, and the Evergreens have retaken the lead. Payette connects from the free throw line. Evergreens 26-25, that's our fourth lead change of the night. So back and forth we go. Autumn Krause has it in the corner. Cross-court pass. Well, open for a three was Hansen, and she bobbled the ball and did not shoot. The zone had rotated all the way over to the other side. Cross-court pass again. Hansen's got it set this time. Three, no good. Rebound to the Evergreens. Payette, who's suddenly doing a little bit of everything. Got the basket, got the free throw at the other end, and just grabbed a big rebound for the Evergreens, who lead by one. Another half-court set here. Beeler to the corner. That's Studeman. Looks to drive in. Studeman cut off along the baseline. Goes back out. Kara Hammond. Evergreens again want to be patient here. Look for a good set. They can probably get the ball down low if they find the cutter again. Beeler cross court. Hammond again. Straight on three is round and out. No good. Studeman. Offensive rebound. Beeler left hand rolls around and in. The freshman scores for the Evergreens. 28-25. Evergreens have not gotten a lot of offensive rebounds tonight, but that was a big one. Just kind of feel that the pressure is shifted back to Medford to do something. Medford hasn't looked good their last couple of chances. An air ball, turnover, now driving into traffic, contact, travel, wave off the basket. Marissa Franck was banged hard, but she traveled and dragged that foot as she started her move to the basket. Yeah, Medford's been empty on their last four possessions. See if the Evergreens can sense this shift in momentum. Opportunities knocking. Let's see who answers the door. Beeler up high, gives it over now to Hammond. And there's Payette. Can Payette earn more time on the floor? She's been good in the second half. Cut off there, travel. Kara Hammond turns the ball over. Teams trade turnovers. I mean, for a team that hasn't gotten a lot of wins, this one's right there for the Evergreens. We're in the middle stages of the second half, and Everest leads by three, 28-25. They have just turned the ball over to Medford, though. Payette has gone to the bench. She's going to be back down the stretch of this game for sure. Kennedy Stoll is back in for the Evergreens. Low block. Stoll almost knocked that ball away. Goes back out. Here's a three that could tie us. It is good. Autumn Krause. Krause's the first player to double digits with 10. 28-28. Evergreens stop. Go back. Pulling it out there is Studeman. Beiler, and now back over to Studeman. Evergreens operate behind the three-point line with now under 9 minutes to play. Studeman, now Hammond was open for the three and left it. Evergreens still work offense. Hammond again open for the three, instead drives into the rim. She is fouled, and that almost went in. Hammond will shoot two free throws to try and break this tie at the 8:45 mark. That is the fourth foul on Rin Rausch. Rausch is one of the Medford starters. She has not scored, but now has four fouls. Team's fourth foul, too. In the act of shooting, Karras get two free throws here. First is good. Evergreens retake the lead. Hammond has seven for the night. An eighth would be nice. No. Off the back bracket. Ball's loose. Hammond battles for the rebound. It is off of her right in front of the Everest bench. 29-28. Katie Bream comes back in. Bream's the tallest player on the floor right now. Just from judging it, Kennedy Soule and Kira Hammond, both at 5'10". The tallest the Evergreens have to offer here. Evergreens lead by one. Medford has the ball. Sarah Hansen goes cross court. It would do so much for this team's confidence if they could get a close game into the win column. And this one looks like just has the feel that it's going to go right down to the line. Baseline three coming for Sierra Hansen. It is good. Beg your pardon, Krause, not Hansen. Sixth lead change, now 31-29, Medford on the three. Into the front court, Studeman was cut off. Back out to Kara Hammond. Under eight to play. Beeler's got it for just a moment. Evergreens again still on the perimeter. Outside now, Paige Zarnik. Bad pass is loose, and Medford has stolen it. Hansen lost the handle. Medford player picks it up, just dribbled it out of bounds. Turned over back to the Evergreens. Evergreens were sloppy, but this is a break. They'll get the ball back. Zuliger comes in for the Evergreens. Kennedy Stoll will come out. And the Evergreens want McKenna Hammond back in. Now the Evergreens going to take a timeout. Evergreens will have the ball when we come back, and they trail by two, 31-29, with 7:48 left to play on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back. Obviously, this is not our regular basketball environment. There are times it gets awkwardly quiet here. Like we want to go around and introduce ourselves to people, do a little icebreaker before play resumes. When play comes back in, the Evergreens will have the ball. They are trailing 31-29. Basketball tonight is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive, too, until you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's North Side. Follow the Evergreens at everythingevergreens.com, a website sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics, Gunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Tulusty Kennedy and Dirks Law Firm. That's everythingevergreens.com. Back onto the floor, the Evergreens will have to go the length of the court, and Medford again will put on full court pressure. The Evergreens are struggling to get this ball in, almost turned over, got a foul on the inbounds pass against Medford. Bryn Rao has just picked up her third personal. It is the team's fifth. If the Evergreens could get to the bonus, that would be an advantage. The Evergreens are the better of the two free throw shooting teams tonight. Again, the Evergreens turn it over on the inbounds pass, stolen by Marissa Franck. Franck is fouled, and she scores. That's a bad sequence for the Evergreens. Turnover on the inbounds pass. Franck stole it, went right to the rim and scored, and gets to the free throw line. Not good. The foul is on Hannah Studeman. It's her second. Medford now leads by four. It stays a four-point game on a break. Studeman gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Again, Medford has struggled from the line tonight. 7.5 to play, 33-29. Hammond for the Evergreens. Picked up her dribble. Gets it over to Studeman. Zuliger. Evergreens work behind the arc. Hammond, cross court. Zuliger again. Evergreens surveying, trying to get inside this Medford zone. Long possession again. Cross court pass. Medford player tried to sell a bump there. Went down to the seat of her pants. Back on her feet. It was a flop. Driving in here, Fernstadt spins, scores, Studeman for the Evergreens. Studeman left-handed into the lane. 33-31, the Evergreens make it a one-possession game again at the seven-minute mark. Medford to the corner. In neither of these teams able to close out the other one. Baseline, open for a three, high, arcing, good. Medford is hitting up from behind the arc. That's Autumn Krause. 36-32, so we trade their three for our two with 6.5 left. Now a five-point game. Hammond on the dribble, cut off along the baseline. Hammond goes back out. McKenna Hammond now to Zuliger, to Kira Hammond. Now on the cut, this is Fernstadt fouled at the rim. Studeman gets to the free throw line. Studeman. Shooting fouls, so two free throws coming up here. It also puts Medford over the limit, so the Evergreens shoot free throws for the final 6:16 of the game. Katie Brem called for the foul. And here comes Hannah Studeman, 4-5 from the free throw line. Now she's 5-6. Again, in this tight game, you can't be leaving points at the free throw line either. Now 36-32, Medford, and one more free throw coming. This one is up and in on a friendly shooter's roll. Three-point game. Can the Evergreens get a couple of stops? Again, the trend that's kind of made a difference lately is that Medford has been hitting more shots from behind the three-point arc. Picking up her dribble is Hansen. Hansen goes back off to Fronick. Fronick and Krause are both three-point threats. Hansen only has one three-pointer from the first half. Now driving along the baseline, spinning around too strong is Bryn Rao. Ball is loose on the floor. Going to have a reach-in foul on the Evergreens. I think Riley Zuliger is the guilty party. No, no, it's not. McKenna Hammond has picked up her third. Team's fifth. Medford will inbound. Non-shooting foul. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Into the corner, thinking about that three and taking it down is Bryn Rao. Rao for a long two. It's good. Marissa Fronick gets the basket. 38-33. 5-point lead. Still lots of time left in this one. 5.5. Zuliger tries to hit the runner. Hammond almost threw it out of bounds. Ball's loose. And a foul on the Evergreens trying to save it. I think we're going to walk down the other way and shoot a 1-1. The foul is on Riley Zuliger. Zuliger was trying to get the ball back after turning it over. That's the sixth team foul. It's the last one the Evergreens have to give. So both teams in the bonus now. Should there be a tie-up, the arrow points to the Raiders. Raiders have the ball and a 5-point lead. On the dribble is Fronick. Drives in, contested at the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, back out for a three, big shot. Rims around, no good. Rebound to the Evergreens. Rao missed, and Zarnik, who's back in, gets the rebound for the Evergreens. That three could have been a backbreaker. It would have put Medford up by 8, their biggest lead of the night. It was not to be, and the Evergreens are delighted about it. And pulling up along the baseline, tough shot on the run. A miss for Studeman. Evergreens get a rebound, rolls around, and in. Basket there for Riley Zuliger. 38-35. Over to the corner, Sierra Hansen. It's back down to a one-possession game. Can the Evergreens get a stop again? Four and a half left. Medford almost threw that ball out of bounds cross court. Medford depends on long cross court passes against the zone. Hansen drives in, back out, three ball high, arcing, good for Bryn Rau. Yeah, Medford has hit four threes in the last 3 minutes. 41-35, back to a 6-point lead. And the Evergreens just get nothing from behind the arc. It's against the time of game in this low-scoring game. You don't want to trade threes for twos forever. A couple of times up and down the floor, it's okay. Here's Zuliger for the Evergreens right at the four-minute mark. To Hammond, free throw line extended off the rim. Too strong. Zuliger fights for it. It's out of bounds. It is going to be given to the Evergreens. Wow, I don't think they got that call right. And I think the Evergreens are getting a break here. The side official very emphatic that it went off one of the fingertips of the Medford player. The Evergreens will get it back. Zuliger is coming out. Emma Pyatt comes back in for the Evergreens. Evers trails by six. Hammond over to Pyatt, just came in. Now to the corner. This is Studeman driving in the lane, spinning at the rim. Friendly roll, scores for Studeman, who's the Evergreens' leading scorer. 4-point game, 41-37. Yeah, this one feels like it may go right down to the wire along the baseline. Three ball, too strong. That's not a good shot there for Bryn Rau. Evergreens get the rebound to Kara Hammond. You're in the driver's seat in this game. You don't need to force that from three. Driving in, free throws coming up. Kara Hammond is fouled. That's a 50-50 call, too. The Medford player almost had defensive position. Judged that number 14, Lynn Rausch, was moving. It's her fourth. Hammond will shoot two free throws. If she gets them both, this lead will be cut in half and it'll be down to a 2-point game again. So big, big free throws. First of which is good. And Kara Hammond exhales like she's feeling it too. Little things are magnified in tight games, like the chances at the foul line. Hammond dribbles and scores. Kara Hammond's free throw shooting is much improved from her freshman to her sophomore year. That's noted. 41-39 as the Evergreens are not going away in this one. Sarah Hansen to the front court. Hansen looks to drive in, leaves it back now to Krause. Goes back out. Fronick calls out a play. Here's a three, hoisted, too strong by Sierra Hansen. Those are two back-to-back bad shots. Zarnik gets the rebound. Evergreens can tie or take the lead at the three-minute mark. Going to the rim, offensive foul. Wave it off. Studeman called for a charge. I think they got that right. The defensive player looked like the feet were set. So on what could have been a game-tying possession, Evergreens wind up giving the ball back to Medford. 41-39, Raiders, 2:55 left. Both teams in the bonus. Got a whistle here. Away from the ball. What's this? Our baseline referee has just called something. Just called a technical foul. Just called a technical foul on what? On the Evergreens. Not sure what that's about. That's our baseline referees. It's got to be on one of the players. It's a technical foul. Two free throws. The first is a make for Marissa Fronick. Medford's going to get the ball after this, too. Got both of her free throws. I don't know. Those are big points and a big call that really is a mystery. I don't know what that was about. Again, it's all the way on the far side of the court away from the Evers bench. It's not on the bench. It wasn't announced on one of the players either. Technical fouls awarded to Medford. They lead 43-39. Would love an explanation for what that was. Medford has the ball. Now the Evergreens need a stop. In this 4-point game, driving into the basket, off the backboard and in is Bryn Rau. 6-point lead, 45-39. Can the Evergreens hang through this? Hammond now goes over to Pyatt. Evergreens can't fall further behind now. Two-possession game at 6 points now. Down low, rotated to Kennedy Stoll at the rim, scores. Big basket for Kennedy Stoll. 205, 204, 203 to play. 45-41 Medford, they've got the ball. Evergreens are playing for a stop here. And the Evergreens will have to be efficient when they get the ball back. Here's a three. It's an air ball. And Medford gets the ball on the outside and a loose ball foul. It's a horrible shot by Bryn Rao. The Medford player fouled in the corner going for that rebound. It's a 1-1. The foul is on Emma Pyatt. It's her first. Marissa Fronick, who just made the two free throws, shoots the 1-1. The ball is live on a miss. It is a make. So no time like now to find a player who's good at the free throw line. Fronick has just made the first and gets one more. 46-41 Medford. Second one is a make. Two. She got them both. Medford takes a full timeout. I would not be surprised if Medford puts the press on looking for a steal or a turnover that could secure this game for them. Medford has opened up a 47-41 lead with 1:50 left. Just when the Evergreens have the ball, I mean, no panic, but the Evergreens need to score in the offensive end. Basketball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Evergreens led by 8 in the first half. Evergreens trail by 6 now, and very soon the clock will be friendly to Medford. A tie-up doesn't help the Evergreens either. The arrow points towards the Medford basket. Evergreens have had a good game from Hannah Studeman. Studeman's got 16. Medford is also, you know, how have they righted the ship? Medford hit a couple of three-point shots. At one point, three of their baskets in a row were threes. They've had a couple of ugly misses since then. So Medford has not been particularly good from the floor as of late. Medford does not put the full court press on, and the Evergreens walk this up. Got to be a little more up-tempo here, I think. Kara Hammond across the timeline. Bounces it over to Kara Hammond. Hammond, now Studeman. Riley Zuliger back in a big spot. Evergreens are just running offense here, trailing by 6, and there's now just a minute 30 left of the game. Hammond gets it over to Fernstadt. Yeah, this possession is taking a lot of time. Spinning here, Studeman forces it up, partially blocked, no whistle, and Medford comes away with the ball. Boy, a tough time to swallow the whistle. I thought that Studeman was hit there. Evergreens trying double team to get this ball, and now a foul with 1:09 left. That miss is a costly one for the Evergreens.
Third foul on Kara Hammond, 19.
Foul is on Kara Hammond. It is her third. It is the last 1-1 before Medford goes into the double bonus for Bryn Rao, who is 0-2 from the free throw line tonight. And she makes that one. Make their free throws, and Medford's going to close out the Evergreens. Going to have a happy bus ride home. 48-41 now. Got that one, too. This is Medford's biggest lead of the night right now at 8 points. 49-41, 1:07 and counting left to play. Evergreens need points quickly. Far side here, Studeman. Back to Zuliger. Now over to Hammond. Under a minute to play. And Zuliger was open for a three, didn't take it, drives into a double team along the baseline, grabs the ball back, it's loose, jump ball, and it goes over to Medford. All right, so the Evergreens' last two possessions, they haven't gotten looks at the rim. Studeman was blocked, and now Zuliger is tied up on the baseline. The ball goes over to Medford, and that probably seals the Evergreens' fate with 48 seconds left in the game. Inbounded here to Marissa Front, quickly into the front court. Gives it over to Sierra Hansen, and Medford backs it back out and runs clock. Evergreens will commit a foul, and the clock stops at 38 seconds left. Double bonus now. Paige Zarnick has picked up her third. Sierra Hansen, double bonus now. First is good. Yeah, this is going to be a tough loss for the Evergreens. This could give either of these teams the first double-digit lead of the night, and there it is. Raiders by 10, 51-41, and there's not enough time for the Evergreens to do anything about it. 35 seconds and counting down. Hammond in the front court for the Evergreens. Goes cross-court, Studeman. Studeman cut off along the baseline. Studeman's played well today. Was blocked down the stretch, and that was a key moment. Hanging in the lane, driving and scoring is Kara Hammond, and the Evergreens take an immediate timeout that stops the clock with only 21 seconds left. It's 51-43. Medford will inbound. I think the Evergreens are going to play this out to the buzzer, so I think the Evergreens are going to foul again, which means we'll have a few free throws before this one goes final. Evergreens didn't play poorly tonight. Medford again had a stretch where they heated up from behind the three-point line. It put Medford back in the driver's seat of this game. And then down the closing minutes, under 2 minutes left, blocked shot, tied up ball, both of the possessions went back to Medford. And the Evergreens just fell a little further behind at the wrong time in this game. And there is something good to be said for the team tonight. Again, this is a team that's 2-13. It's going to be a losing season. The effort and the enthusiasm were both good tonight. This Everest team doesn't show any quit in them. They're going to fall tonight to an above 500 team. And they gave Medford a pretty good game tonight. So nothing to be ashamed of here for the Evergreens. Full court pressure lobbed all the way down the floor to Hansen, who secures it. Goes to the rim. She's fouled with 18 seconds left. Hansen will get two free throws. Fouls on Kira Hammond, who's just picked up her fourth. Hansen made two just a moment ago and gets two more free throws now. That's good. Medford had struggled from the free throw line in the first half and earlier in the second half, but down the stretch when they count, Medford's been solid from the line. In fact, they're 6-for-6. Wow, jinxed her. She missed that one. Rebound to the Evergreens, and Kennedy stole. Just 15 seconds left until final horn. The outcome is not in doubt. Zuliger now to Hammond, shoots a three, no good off the front rim. Offensive rebound. This is Studeman in traffic. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. It's good at the buzzer, but all that does is complete our final score. Studeman's make makes our final score 52-45. Congratulations to the Medford Raiders. They've defeated the DC Everest Evergreens. Evergreens come up 7 points short tonight. We'll be back to recap after these messages on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Junior High School, where just moments ago the Evergreens have fallen to the Medford Raiders 52-45. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens led by 8 in the first half. Evergreens led by just 1 at halftime and were outscored in the second half by the Raiders 33-25. Evergreens were led today by Hannah Studeman, who had 16. Kara Hammond had 11. 6 points for Kennedy Stoll, 5 for Riley Zuliger. 3 points each for Emma Pyatt and McKenna Hammond, and 2 for Raylan Beeler. Evergreens did not have a three-point basket in tonight's game. One of the differences is that Medford hit 7. In fact, 6 of them came in the second half. Medford was led by Autumn Krause, who leads all scorers with 17. 12 points for Bryn Rao and for Marissa Fronick. And 7 for Sierra Hansen. All of Medford's scoring coming from those 4 players. Medford improves to 11-3 and has a happy one-hour bus ride home. The Evergreens with the loss fall to 2-14 for this season. This was a fun throwback night, wearing the old uniforms and playing in the old gym at the junior high school. Just too bad it didn't have a happy ending. Our next Everest broadcast will be hockey tomorrow against Sun Prairie at Greenheck. The game will be on tape delay starting at 9. If you'd like to see it live, come out to the Greenheck Fieldhouse at 7 o'clock. Again, repeating our final girls basketball score tonight, Medford 52, D.C. Everest 45. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to D.C. Everest basketball on Fox Sports AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.